This week, it was all about the CSUN Assistive Tech Conference. It's an annual event held by the California State University to promote accessibility in products and services. While many look forward to the speakers and talks on offer, the tech heads among us look forward to the innovations on display in the exhibit hall. Each year, CSUN is the place where new assistive tech is shown and launched, and 2024 was no different. Be My Eyes kicked off the week of announcements with a new service directory that will give blind and disabled people easier access to accessibility support helplines and company phone numbers. Mike Buckley, CEO of Be My Eyes, told Stephen and Sean why this matters.
Some companies have lines devoted to accessibility, but they're hard to find. They're not even known by some people in the company. This results in maddening Google searches, right? Or perplexity searches these days, I guess some people are doing. One of the very impediments to using these lines also is that by the very nature, the needs of some of our community are visual, right? Our vice chair, Brian Bastian, who couldn't be with me today, he's like, you know, a lot of blind folks really hate the chatbots, Mike.
The visual interpreter service Aira announced a new AI feature it's building into the Aira Explorer app. This will allow blind people to upload an image within the app and have a visual description created. Users can then ask questions of the image, and if they're still unsure, they can be connected directly with an Aira agent to get more information. Troy Otilio is the CEO of Aira and told Stephen how their new offering differs from what's already out there in other apps.
I'd say what's different about our AI is the integration with the visual interpreter. The AI is free, like a lot of AIs, but there's a point in time when you're working with the AI where it might not be able to provide an answer because the AI engine can't. For example, today I uploaded a picture of our session right here. We're on a video chat and I wanted to know the names of people and it refused. I was able to then for free ask the agent by tapping on the description and saying verify with agent. The agent came back and it told me the names, and I now know Sean is on the lower left. I know Stephen Scott is on the lower right, but it's that integration with the visual interpreter that is going to set the Aira image AI apart.
On the hardware front, there were some new Braille devices on show and being previewed. Orbit Research showed off their new Q40 and Q20 Braille displays, which feature a standard laptop QWERTY-style keyboard and 40 cells and 20 cells Braille displays, respectively. As well as connecting to up to 6 devices, 5 on Bluetooth and 1 via USB, it contains a standalone mode, where you can take notes and use the clock and calendar functions separate from your other devices. The displays are priced at $1,895 USD for the 40-cell version, and the 20-cell version costs $995 USD. They're both available to pre-order now, and will ship out in June. Another Braille display to be shown off at CSUN was from HIMSS International. The Braille eMotion is a 40-cell Braille display packed with innovative features, such as text-to-speech built in for natural voice reading, a note-taker, media player, and voice recorder app. Like other Braille devices, it can connect to multiple devices like smartphones, tablets, and computers via USB and Bluetooth. It's available now through HIMSS International sales channels. ARX also showed off new features of its wearable ARX Vision headset. ARX Vision is an AI-enabled talking camera designed for blind and low-vision people and can be used on Android smartphones as well as the BlindShell Classic 2 mobile phone. It translates visuals from newspaper articles and letters to bus timetables and house numbers into audio. However, at CSUN, the company announced a partnership with Microsoft, meaning the app works with the popular Seeing AI app, which is also now available on Android. The Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB, are selling the device in the UK and are part of the team showing off ARX Vision at CSUN. RNIB representative David talked to Double Tap's Michael Babcock on the show floor to explain more about how the hardware works.
It has an 8 megapixel camera which fits on the side as bone conducting technology to allow you to hear the world around you. The main point of this product, I suppose, is to work with apps such as Microsoft Seeing AI and allow you to navigate places you haven't been before. So if you're a wide cane user or a guide dog user, although seeing AI is brilliant, it can be very difficult to use while moving. Certainly, you don't really want to be holding your mobile phone in your hand.
And there's lots more news to come from CSUN as we talk to Michael Babcock, who spent the week in Anaheim and brought back a lot of interesting conversations that he's keen to share here on Double Tap soon. Now to other news. And Google has opened a new hub in Ireland where engineers and researchers will work on technology to help people with disabilities. The Accessibility Discovery Center will facilitate tours that will allow members of the public to see examples of new technologies empowering people with disabilities via a series of interactive exhibits and gaming zones. This new center has been created at Google Ireland's Dublin base, following the success of the London ADC Center, which opened in December 2022. And finally, the popular website for blind Apple users, Apple Viz, is expanding its reach to allow users to discuss technology beyond its own borders. The website, which has been running since 2010, has always focused on the various Apple operating systems. However, those in charge suggest that it's now time to expand their horizons. They'll offer four new forum areas, including assistive technology hardware, Windows, Android, and smart home tech. You can listen to Double Tap next week for an interview with Thomas Domville, one of the leading moderators of the site. He'll join Stephen to discuss the changes and the challenges that it solves and potentially brings to the Apple-centric site. In the meantime, that's it for the Double Tap news this week. I'm Grace Schofield.